For decades in Britain, thousands of vulnerable children were systematically abused by gangs of men, and yet no one dared speak out.
We'd seen so many girls who'd experienced this situation. We got to the point where we thought somebody's going to have to die before anything is done.
The victims were groomed, drugged, and raped. And this was happening across vast parts of the country.
It was happening in Birmingham, it was happening in Bradford, it was happening in Manchester. How come every single aspect of the British establishment treated every single case that had cropped up as an isolated one-off case with no pattern whatsoever to any of the other cases that were so similar?
But there was a pattern, one that risked reigniting delicate race relations, particularly in the north.
This was a white and Asian youth.
The troubles in the Northwest are integrally linked to the success of the British National Party in the last election.
There was absolutely no getting away from the facts that the victims were young white children and that the offenders were older Pakistani men. Once those facts became understood by the powers that be, I think that they made a conscious decision that they weren't going to open up that box. It was allowed to slide away and it was buried.
The abuse took place in plain sight, and yet professionals chose to look the other way and say nothing. As the years passed and the silence grew deafening, inflammatory voices stepped in.
My blood has boiled.